Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai
Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
This morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 15. The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatt Acharya. And we are beginning this chapter right now, right at the beginning of the chapter, having concluded the few chapters. There were three chapters, really, describing the Lord's chanting and dancing and the Lord's involvement in different ways in the great Jagannath Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri. All right, so yes, chapter 15, Madhyalila chapter 15, the Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatt Acharya. I just need to drink my water. All right, so we'll read the chapter summary first. The following summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya. After the Rath Yatra festival, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with flowers and tulsi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in return, worshipped Advaita Acharya with the flowers and tulsi that remained on the offered plate, and said a mantra, Yosi Sosi Namostute. Yosi Sosi Namostute. Whatever you are, you are, but I offer my respects unto you. Then Advaita Acharya Prabhu invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasadam. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees performed the Nandotsava ceremony, the Lord dressed himself as a cowherd boy. Thus the ceremony was very jubilant. Then the Lord and his devotees observed Vijaya Dashami, the day of victory, when Lord Ramachandra conquered Lanka. The devotees all became soldiers of Lord Ramachandra, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of Hanuman, manifested various transcendentally blissful activities. Thereafter, the Lord and his devotees observed various other ceremonies. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked all the devotees to return to Bengal. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal for preaching, and also sent Ramdas, Gadadhar Das, and several other devotees with him. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great humility, sent some Jagannath Prasadam and a cloth from Lord Jagannath to his mother through Shrivas Thakur. When the Lord bade farewell to Raghava Pandit, Vasudev Dutt, the residents of Kulina Gram and other devotees, he praised them for their transcendental qualities. Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan asked some questions, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them that all householder devotees must engage themselves in the service of Vaishnavas exclusively devoted to chanting the holy name of the Lord. He also instructed the Vaishnavas from Kanda, as well as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidyavachaspati, and he praised Murari Gupta for his firm faith in the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. Considering the humble prayer of Vasudev Dutt, he established that Lord Sri Krishna is qualified to deliver all the conditioned souls. Thereafter, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepting prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma's son-in-law, Amoga, created trouble in the family with his criticisms. The following morning, he was attacked by the disease of Visuchika, cholera. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly saved him from death and enlivened him in chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. I don't know what any of you who are looking at Facebook think, but the camera's low. And, do you think it's all right?
I'm not looking at Facebook.
Are you not looking? Can you look?
I see on your screen it is well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it the camera's low. What do you think? Is it okay or
seems
just carry on?
Well, your computer screen seems.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So let us begin. Well, there's all sorts of interesting pastimes and happenings in this chapter. The pastime with Amoga, anyway, that's later. We'll get there in due course. That's very interesting. And the pastime with the residents of Kulina, that's also very interesting. It's an interesting chapter. All right, anyway. Yes, so, text one. Sarvabhauma grihe bunjan swanindakam amogakam angikurvam sputam chakre goraswam bhakta vashyatam. Translation. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amoga criticized him. Still, the Lord accepted Amoga, thereby showing how much he was obliged to his devotees. As we said, we'll get there in due course. It won't be today. Well, I don't expect at all that it'll be today, but we'll get there. But it's a really instructive and interesting pastime. And we can note here, at least in this verse, that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Amoga criticized Lord Chaitanya, but still the Lord accepted Amoga, thereby showing how much he was obliged to his devotees, and the devotees to whom the Lord is so much obliged does not really exactly include Amoga, but it's Sarvabhauma himself, because Amoga was living in the house of and was the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Out of love for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord excused him, Amoga, and saved his life. He was on the way out. Cholera. That's not nice at all. And even the Lord said at that point that what to speak of the family members of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, even like the servants, the house assistants, and he said, even a dog living in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very dear to me. Sure, his obligation, his feelings for his devotees. Anyway, like you said, we'll get there. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Shrota Gana. Chaitanya Charitamrita Yanra Pranadana. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita who have accepted it as their life and soul. Sure, that's important. We should try and accept it like that, because it has that significance as the postgraduate study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is just the ultimate. And this is for those who've already been through it and they're going on, in a certain sense, even to higher levels than Srimad Bhagavatam, or things which enrich and clarify, elucidate Srimad Bhagavatam. Sure, the significance of this, it cannot be overemphasized. E Mata Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Sange Nila Chale Rahikare Nritcha Gita Range. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Jagannath Puri, he constantly enjoyed chanting and dancing with his devotees. Pratama Vasare Jagannatha Darshana Nritya Gita Kare Danda Paranama Stavana. In the beginning of the day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deity of Lord Jagannath in the temple. He offered him obeisances and prayers and danced and sang before him. Upalboga Lagile Kare Bahire Vijaya Hari Dasa Mili Aise Apana Nilaya. After visiting the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remain outside during the Upalaboga offering. He would then go meet Haridas Thakur and return to his residence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. At noon, when there was an Upalaboga offering in a place called Boga Vardhana Kanda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go outside the temple. Before going outside, he used to stand near the Garuda Stambha column and offer his obeisances and prayers. Afterwards, the Lord would visit Siddha Bakul, where Haridas Thakur lived. After visiting with Haridas Thakur, the Lord would return to his own place at the abode of Kashi Mishra. So, in other words, in general, Lord Chaitanya, more or less, had a regular program, regular program that he would generally follow. Yes, go visit Jagannath, have darshan, have kirtan and so on with Jagannath. Then when Prabhupada says at noon, when the Upala Bhoga, this quite major Bhoga offering would take place, then Lord Chaitanya would go out. But on the way out, he would stand by the Garuda Stambha column, which is at the back, and Garuda's up there on top, kneeling, offering prayers. And Lord Chaitanya would offer his obeisances and offer prayers. Then he'd go to Siddhabakur. It's a tree, actually, which is still there. At least that's what we understand. It's the same tree. It's a pretty old tree, I must say. Very special tree. There's a whole history behind it. And therefore it's called Siddhabakur. Perfect. Like Siddha in this context generally means someone who's spiritually perfect. And Haridas Thakur was living right there. So after visiting Haridas Thakur, like every day basically, the Lord would go back to the place where he was staying at Kashi Mishra's house. Kashi Mishra was the chief priest in the temple and therefore prominent person. Lord Chaitanya was staying there in a small place, kind of unusual place, but place there in the garden, what was then the garden at least. Yeah, and then carry on. Gare Vasi Kare Prabhu Nama Sankirtana Advaita Asiya Kare Prabhura Pujana. Sitting in his room, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant on his beads, and Advaita Prabhu would come there to worship the Lord. I don't know if you picked it up, without reading it, just from hearing, because hearing, is the essence of the process. But Srila Prabhupada directly translates Nama Sankirtana as chanting on his beads. Isn't that interesting? Nama Sankirtan, chanting on his beads. Normally we have this idea, at least we hear, I think generally, the devotees see it like that, to my knowledge, that we speak of japa, which is chanting on one's beads, and then we speak of kirtan or sankirtan, which refers to chanting congregationally, out loud, congregationally, even in public, not necessarily just amongst the devotees, like in the temple room perhaps, but more often than not, sankirtan is taken to mean out there in public with the people. Whereas kirtan, that's also kirtan, of course, but perhaps the term kirtan is used perhaps more in terms of kirtan with the devotees, like in the temple, that sort of situation. But Srila Prabhupada's showing here that there's flexibility, and nam sankirtan can definitely mean chanting on his beads, because sitting in his room, particularly if you're familiar with the room, the Gambira, Lord Chaitanya, first of all, you can't even really stand up there. You can't stand up there. I mean, the way it is now, and as far as we know, that's the way it was 500 years ago. You can't even stand up. And what to speak of, have a gathering of devotees. You could have a couple of devotees or so, but you couldn't get into a hole, you know, like kirtan, as we normally like to have kirtan. And what to speak of inviting the public in, if it's to mean, you know, sankirtan is to mean out in public with the people, and it's a whole public event. Anyway, that's interesting, isn't it? Sitting in his room, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant in Nam Sankirtan, chanting on his beads. On his beads. Yeah, okay. Other times we hear Lord Chaitanya didn't exactly chant on beads, but he chanted on knotted cloth, like a length of cloth with knots in it. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada says chanting on his beads, so Hare Krishna. Sugandhi salile dena padya achamana sarvange le paye prabhur sugandhi chandana. While worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya would offer him scented water to wash his mouth and feet. Then Advaita Acharya would smear very fragrant sandalwood pulp all over his body. Yeah, Advaita Acharya would come and kare prabhura pujana. He would worship the Lord. Yes. Gale mala dene matai tulasi manjari yodahati stuti kare pade namaskare. Sri Advaita Prabhu would also place a flower garland around the Lord's neck and tulsi flowers, manjaris, on his head. Then with folded hands, Advaita Acharya would offer obeisances and prayers unto the Lord. Hare Krishna. Doesn't say whether he'd offer an offered flower garland or prasad flower garland or offered tulsi, manjaris or offered. But anyway, he would offer them. Offer those things. Puja Padre Pushpa Tulsi Shesha Ye Achila Se Sabalana Prabhu Acharye Pujila. After being worshipped by Advaita Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take the dish containing flowers and tulsi and, with whatever paraphernalia remained, worship Advaita Acharya. Yeah, this is transcendental. Yosi sosi namostu te, e mantra pade, mukhavadya kari prabhu, hasaya achareye. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would worship Advaita Acharya by chanting the mantra, whatever you are, but I offer my obeisance, my respects unto you. In addition, the Lord would make some sounds within his mouth that would make Advaita Acharya laugh. Wow. Oh, Krishna. Emata anyonye karena namaskara prabhure ni mantrana kare acharya barabara. In this way, Advaita Acharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer their respectful obeisances unto each other. Then Advaita Acharya would extend an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. Acharyera nimantrana Ascharya Katana Vistari Vaniyachena Dasha Dasa Vrindavana. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya's invitation is another wonderful story. It has been vividly described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Punarukti hayataha nakailun varnana arabhakta ganakare prabhure nimantrana. Since Advaita Acharya's invitation has been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, I shall not repeat the story, but I shall say that other devotees also extended invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eka eka dina eka bhakta grihe mahatsava. Prabhu sange tahan bojan kare bhakta sabha. Day after day, one devotee after another would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees to lunch and would also hold a festival. Charimasa Rahila Sabe Mahaprabhu Sange Jagannathira Nama Yatra Deka Maharange. All the devotees remained at Jagannath Puri for 4 consecutive months, and they observed all Lord Jagannath's festivals with great pleasure. I remember when we used to also go to devotees' houses and have festivals and prasadam and everything. Those were the days. I remember going to Vrindavan, actually. Those were really the days. Oh, well, we will see. But, you know, one thing I've been thinking is, just like, you know, certain things happen unexpectedly, like life-changing things, unexpectedly out of the blue, and suddenly one's whole situation in life changes irrevocably, just like the departure of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. What an irrevocable change for so many devotees, and for many of us, actually, in different ways, but particularly the disciples. Oh, and so unexpected, and there was nothing that could be done. No, let's prepare for it, let's get ready, make different arrangements. Suddenly, it was there. And this virus situation, for all of us, for everyone for that matter, it's like that. We had to cancel our parikrama. I should be in a few weeks, in Mayapur with a couple of hundred devotees or so, and just having, you know, an amazing time. But we're here in Radharadnath with all of you, having an amazing time. But a change, what a change. And you never know when some big change will happen, and you can't just reverse and say, okay, we'll do this and that and be ready. It's just there, and you just got to deal with it, with whatever, in terms of whatever the situation is. All right. Krishna Janma Yatra Dine Nanda Mahotsava Gopa Vesha Haila Prabhu Lana Bhakta Sabha. The devotees celebrated the festival of Janmashtami, Krishna's birthday, which is also called Nanda Mahotsava, the festival of Nanda Maharaj. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees dressed themselves as cowherd boys. Dadi Dugda Barasabe Nijaskande Kari Mahotsavastani Ayala Bali Hari Hari. Having dressed up like cowherd boys, all the devotees carried pots of milk and yogurt balanced on rods over their shoulders. Thus they all arrived at the festival grounds, chanting the holy name of Hari. Kanani Kutia Achen Nandaveshadari Jagannatha Mahatihana Chena Vrajeshvari. Kanani Kutia dressed himself like Nanda Maharaj, and Jagannath Mahiti dressed himself as Mother Yashoda. Haribol. Well, you know, even to this day in the classic circles, the ladies don't take part in the dramas in Vrindavan. They still have drama groups. And as far as I'm aware, the ladies don't take part. I've never seen one, but I've been told. Apane Prataparudra Ara Mishra Kashi Sarva Boma Ara Padicha Patra Tulsi. At that time, King Prataparudra was also personally present with Kashi Mishra Sarva Boma Bhattacharya and Tulsi Padicha Patra. Ina Sabha Lana Prabhu Kare Nritya Ranga Dadi Dugda Haridra Jale Bare Sabara Anga. As usual, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced jubilantly. Everyone was covered with milk, yogurt, and yellow turmeric water. Hare Krishna. Should we introduce this? What is it? It's... anyway, whatever the festival is. Oh, it's part of Janmashtami, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's part of Janmashtami. Wow. Okay. Advaita kahe satya kahi nakariha kopa laguda pirite para tabe jani gopa. At this time, Srila Advaita Acharya said, please do not be angry. I speak the truth. I shall know that you're a cowherd boy only if you can wheel this rod about. They have sticks for herding the cows. And, you know, they keep the sticks with them. And they can do that, spin the sticks in different ways and all that sort of thing. Tabe lagud lanha prabhu pirai te lagila bar bar akashe peli lupia darila. Accepting Advaita Acharya's challenge, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a big rod and began to wheel it around and around. Again and again he threw the rod into the sky and caught it when it fell. Shirira upare prishte samukhe duipashe Padamaje Piraya Lagud Deki Loka Hase. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wheeled and threw the rod, sometimes over his head, sometimes behind his back, sometimes in front of him, sometimes to his side, and sometimes between his legs. All the people laughed to see this. Alata Chakrera Praya Laguda Pulaya Deki Sarvaloka Chite Chamatkara Paya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whirled the rod in a circle like a firebrand, the heart of everyone who saw it was astonished. Emata Nityananda Piraya Laguda Kekujibe Tanha Dunhar Gopabhava Gudha. Nityananda Prabhu also played at whirling the rod. Who can understand how they were ecstatically immersed in the deep emotions of the cowherd boys? Prataprudra Agyaya Padicha Tulasi Jagannathira Prasada Vastra Ekalana Asi. Following the orders of Maharaj Prataprudra, the temple superintendent named Tulsi brought one of Lord Jagannath's used cloths. Bahumulya Vastra Prabhu Mastake Bandila Acharyadi Prabhura Ganere Parila. This valuable cloth was wrapped around the head of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other devotees headed by Advaita Acharya also had cloths wrapped about their heads. Kanani Kutia Jagannatha Duijana Aveshe Vilaila Gare Chila Yata Dana. In ecstasy, Kanani Kutia, who was dressed as Nanda Maharaj, and Jagannath Mahiti, who was dressed as Mother Yashoda, distributed all the riches they had stocked at home. Deki Mahaprabhu Bada Santosha Paila Matapita Gyane Dunhe Namaskare Kaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was greatly satisfied to see this. Accepting them as his father and mother, he offered them obeisances. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? They're playing. They're basically, it's like a drama sort of type of thing. But he's accepting them because they're great devotees, very great devotees. And they're actually absorbed in those moods. So he's accepting them as father and mother. Lord Chaitanya. Parama Aveshe Prabhu Ayala Nijagara Emata Lila Kare Goranga Sundara. In great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gauranga Sundara, performed various pastimes. Well, let's read on a bit. Vijaya Dashami Lanka Vijayera Dine Vanarashainya Kaila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagane. On the day celebrating the conquest of Lanka, a day known as Vijaya Dashami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dressed up all his devotees as monkey soldiers. When is that day? It's coming. It's before Diwali.
Before Diwali it comes.
Not long.
15 days. No, Navaratri, first day started, 9th day, 10th day.
Huh? Saturday?
From here, 10th day, 9th day.
Sunday.
It's on Sunday, this coming Sunday. Wow.
Dasara.
Hanuman Aveshe Prabhu Riksha Sakalana Lanka Gade Chadi Pele Gada Bangia. Displaying the emotions of Hanuman, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took up a large tree branch and, mounting the walls of the Lanka fort, began to dismantle it. Kahanre Ravna Prabhu Kahe Krodaveshe Jagannatha Hare Papi Marimu Savamshe. Sure. In the ecstasy of Hanuman, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu angrily said, "Where is that rascal Ravana? He has kidnapped the universal mother Sita. Now I shall kill him and all his family." Ravana. Yeah, he actually calls him Ravana, not Ravana. Interesting. Gosinir Avesha Deki Loke Chamatkara Saravaloka Jaya Jaya Bali Barabara. Everyone became very much astonished to see the emotional ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everyone began to chant, all glories, again and again. Amata Rasa Yatra Ara Deepavali Utana Dwadashi Yatra Dekila Sakali. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees participated in all the festivals, including Rasa Yatra, Deepavali, and Utana Dwadasi. Purport. The Deepavali festival takes place on the dark moon night in the month of Kartik, October, November. The Rasa Yatra or Rasa dancing of Krishna takes place on the full moon night, on the full moon night of the same month. Uttana Dwadasi takes place after Ekadasi in the waxing fortnight of the moon in the same month. That's the last, the end of the month. All the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu participated in all these festivals. So now the subject is going to change from verse 37. Anyway, assuming we have the class again next Sunday, let's try to remember. We start from verse 37. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.